We'd like to thank our sponsor, SLC Guitar, for another sweet guitar riff. Welcome to another episode of Build with Breen Holmes, where we talk all things construction, business management, and just have a good old time behind the microphone.
Mr. Breen!
Well, yo!
What's going on, sir?
Just another day. Here we go.
Another day.
I love recording days, you know that?
Me too.
When we get into these, I'm always excited.
Except.
Except.
We have a third.
Let's not talk about her.
We're not going to talk about her.
We turned down her mic earlier so I can hear her anyways.
But we should probably introduce her anyways.
Bring out the big guns.
We have Miss Charity with us today, a.k.a. From, Crystal.
From?
Where is she from? She's from Texas.
Occasionally. Yeah, I'm talking what business does sometimes. She operate, own, and run. Let's give her some cred.
We don't want to give her credit.
Okay.
We don't want to give her credit right now. But we should let her talk about herself a little bit.
Charity, give us a quick introduction.
I'm young.
Oh.
I'm self-sufficient. I don't need anyone to take care of me. Yeah. But I wouldn't mind someone who dabs here and there and makes me feel special.
Let's hear about what you do.
Wow.
I make you look good.
That's true. You know what? Charity does a great job making us look good. She stands behind the camera and posts our social media and has done an amazing job for us. You know, and every now and then when she decides to chime in, she does a great job. So chime in more often.
You're nice.
Okay, what's topic of today? Let's get on this.
Yeah.
We're going to be stuck here all night if we let her keep talking.
For sure. What are we going to talk about today?
Okay, I do have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you can start your stuff, but cut
this out.
Hold on, let me get my clipboard out. Okay, go ahead.
What are you over? A client, a person's asking you, what is your number one pet peeve you're over?
The one thing I'm over? Shit, I'm over life.
I'm over all of it. What do you mean?
Everything. There's one
thing.
Can
we name one thing we're not over?
There's one thing. Come on. You're like, oh, you got
it. Oh, man. I am probably over the liability in my industry. I mean, you guys probably heard me talk about this and complain about this time after time. Like the liability we take on as things get more expensive, harder to do, take longer to do, the cost of risk associated with those, the amount of insurance I have to back up all that. It is just a never ending game. It's like paperwork and dollars out the door to try to get the job done. It's harder. It's more difficult than ever. So I'm over that. I'm over fighting that.
Ooh, that brings up a really good question.
Yeah, okay. There we got more of a topic.
Love it.
What are you over?
That's a really good question. What am I over? This sounds weird. Does it sound weird to you?
Mm-mm.
If I'm back here?
Mm-mm.
I'm hearing an echo or something. Anyways, I don't know. I think I'm over this damn weather. It either needs to be warm or cold.
The wind. The last 3 days straight.
Is serious, man.
Keeps me up.
Tearing stuff up in my place. I think I'm done with this weather. I'd rather it be really cold or let's just get in the spring and call it good.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. But... your point here, insurance wise.
Yeah.
These fires.
Yeah.
In California.
Oof.
Have you had to pull up any insurance for any projects lately?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that looking like?
It's bad.
It's scary, right?
I don't put it as a direct correlation to the California wildfires. I mean, maybe it is.
Really?
I just think it's an indication of the industry and the liability that we have and how many claims are going through. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think part of it's wildfires, but every year it's floods in Asheville. We didn't ever expect that to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't got insurance, right? Like it's everywhere you look. That's it's true. A new hurricane, a new tsunami, a new flood, a new mudslide, like every which way.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, and then it's like everyone blames... not everyone, but you get a lot of blame of like, it wasn't built right.
Mm-hmm.
And engineers didn't, you know, engineer it correctly or builders didn't. It all comes down to like, there's so many claims that it's no longer like a viable industry anymore.
Right.
Like, is insurance a viable industry? The whole reason insurance is there is private industry make money.
Yeah. 100%.
Are they making money? Like things are getting too damn expensive.
Yeah.
They were probably insuring homes that were undervalued for what it would cost to rebuild and across the board. I don't know.
That insurance game for home builders, I'm just scratched the surface on questions. It blows my mind.
Yeah, when I bring up like a more reliability, I was doing an audit the other day on one of my jobs, and I was like, insurance was one of the things. And I'm like, I've got general liability, builder's risk, car insurance. I have earthquake insurance on the job because the lender's requirements, workers' comp insurance. What other insurances did I have in there? Like, it was just this blatant. I'm like, we're insured to insured, insured, insure. Mm-hmm. You know, and I literally told my agent, I'm like, can you explain to me what my general liability does different from my builder's risk, different from my workers' comp? And it was like, well, this does this and this does this and this. Mm-hmm. Can I just find an insurance policy to cover all of that?
Cover everything. Why
not? It's insane.
Why not? Why can't you?
Yeah. And if you think about how much insurance you pay, whether it's life insurance, home insurance, car insurance, mm-hmm. you know, that gets wild.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're talking to our industry that isn't anything compared to the medical industry.
Right.
I can't imagine what that looks like. I don't even know what that looks like, but.
So really, I'm trying to think. We had there was a discussion about fire insurance, something like that, fire mm-hmm. damage insurance, something crazy, and that's where it really like hit me. Like, wait a minute, we have to insure. We're building the house, right? So why do we have to get that crazy with it? And the dude showed me like examples of fires that happened during construction, right?
Yep.
Which is a huge liability for the builder.
Yeah.
You have to either tear it down or fix whatever. I was like, geez, I didn't even think
about And that's that. Separate from going from your builder's risk insurance.
100%.
Right. So you wouldn't know that.
Right.
And we require subcontractors to have their insurance.
Their insurance.
Workers' comp.
Yep.
You know, general liability, all the above. It's like, man, and most of the time we require homeowners to have their insurance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, isn't that crazy? Yeah. When you really, and then you go, okay, so if you were to just do an audit between subcontractors, the general contractor and the homeowner of what they pay for a project and insurance.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's insane. I'm sure it's on a $2 million home. I'll bet you it's dang near 1%, 2%.
Easy.
You know, and that's like no claims, just clean out the door.
Yeah.
That's wild to me too. When you start saying, okay, but it's not a viable business because obviously they're going out of business every which way when claims start to come into play. I mean, you talked about the California wildfires. I don't know enough about that. But I've heard that a lot of them don't have insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like blanket statement, zip codes don't have insurance.
Yeah, I heard there was quite a few companies that they did have insurance. Mm-hmm. And then after the fire started, they just shut the doors.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. That's just what I've heard. But it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah.
It would not shock me, surprise me. You know, okay, we just insured these 40 homes that are what? $20 million and up, and every single one of them burned down. Well, that's a lot of money you got to make up real quick.
Totally.
Do you have it? I don't know. Nope, we're shutting these doors.
Yeah.
Like, very scary stuff.
I mean, I just finished doing health insurance. That's crazy. I now have supplemental insurance to cover my health insurance because health insurance is ridiculously expensive anymore and doesn't cover jack crap. You know, it's so much money. So you look at the insurances you have in life to cover your own life, which is like how you operate on top of that, running a business. I mean, that goes into the liability that I see. I'm like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over all that. It's hard.
I hear you. I hear you on that. Jeez.
What other for an HOA, would you do? Are you saying we should go private to fire departments?
That's a great question.
In your developments?
I mean, this kind of goes into maybe a bigger discussion and question because, you know, HOA, I'm a huge proponent of privatizing more industry and taking out and having less government override or less government control, so to speak. But I always caveat that with there are certain parts of government that we need to have. Like, we do need to have a government. I don't think we just wipe them out, so to speak.
Right.
You know, and I think police force, fire departments, like those are things that need to be operated by government. Like, not necessarily all security. But for sure, like laws and ordinance type stuff, you know, safety type stuff that needs to be run by government control. So, no, I mean, I grew up in an area. I grew up right at the mouth of Little Cottonwood Canyon, and we were technically Salt Lake County. But Sandy City had a fire department maybe 2 miles down the street. And when 911 was called, they sent out the county. So it'd take 20 minutes to get to anyone in the neighborhood because they were coming from a county fire district as opposed to Sandy City down the street. Like, that's weird, right? And you think no big deal with jurisdiction. If you have to call 911 for anything, that's kind of scary to think that the people down the street can't respond, you know? So it, like, you start talking those types of items and I don't know. There's so much that you can play when you start saying, okay, what do you privatize? What do you don't? There's a lot of private ambulance organizations, you know, and they're very successful and probably operate a very good business and do operate successful businesses. So I don't know.
It's life or death.
Yeah.